Era da domina e pani, su che è l'utilità carità.
We can figure that out, you know, how this can work tomorrow. You know, some people want to work on it. Some of these other things, like, you know, that trying to get people to communicate more, get together more. We can figure that out. You know, what kind of activities would bring people together? One thing that we're having, that you know, you haven't looked at as being important, is the first thing we put up there. It's not up there because it's not important. It's the most important, because English language, you can't talk about what it means to be Inupiaq. I have a heck of a time. My kids don't even understand. Even when what little I understand about this, I try to talk to them, we don't communicate. The English language doesn't have what we need to do to talk about being Inupiaq. The Eskimo language is the only one that has. And you know, you guys don't seem to be concerned about that. Maybe everybody can speak it here, huh? Not to everybody.
Of course.
Some can do it broken knee back. That's not a problem. There are some families around this world that speak 7 or 8 languages, the whole family. We don't have any problem with it. Only in the United States do they have a problem speaking more than one language. The whole world laughs at Americans. They laugh at Americans. Anytime they talk about languages, they laugh at Americans. They do. They say Americans are, well, maybe not dumb, but they're not, they don't learn as much as other people. Other people speak more than one language, and they don't have any problem with that. They speak all kinds of languages. It's only in America that we have a problem. You people speak 2 languages. What's wrong with your kids speaking 2 languages? Nothing. Just that somebody told you that you ought to speak 1 language, and you believe them. And all you're doing is hurting us younger ones.
BIA.
Yeah. But we got to turn that around. And the place to turn it around is not in the schools. They're too old by the time they get in the school to learn the language. You got to give the white people credit for something. They do lots of studies. And what they found out is, as far as languages, the best time to learn them is between 2 and 7 years old. Kids can learn 7, 8, 15 languages. Any kid. almost any kid, between 2 and 7. They've also found out why it's so hard to teach grown-ups to speak another language. And the reason for it is because you don't teach them the same way as little kids. If you taught grown-ups the same way as little kids, they'd learn. So that's a problem, and I think we have to start someplace. And you know, it's not being done in the homes, and you should think about organizing. Where you get some of your older people who've got the time, and you fix them up a classroom. And even if the mothers have to come with the little kids, bring them over here and let them learn from the older people. No, you know, just whatever it takes for a while. Give them time to learn. You have a little preschool in your back. They're going to learn English quick enough as you're talking English in your home. And they're going to learn it in school. They need to learn a little in your back too. And if they learn both when they're that age, they're not going to forget them. And it's not going to hurt them. In fact, it's going to be easier for them as they go along. We should start thinking about that. What we've got to do on all of these is you've got to get everybody involved somehow. Some of these things are going to take old people to teach, and that's good because the old people have been looking for something to do for some time now. Their job used to be to teach. They haven't taught for a long time. Gives them something to do, something worthwhile. But who's going to do the teaching? Well, when we meet tomorrow on some of these things, that's what we want to find out. Who's going to do it? When it's going to be done? And who are they going to teach? And if they need any other kind of help, materials, whatever, where are we going to get that kind of stuff? We need to figure all that out. And then, how do you teach these values, these things, so people feel good about themselves? Well, some of the things that they do, if they learn to do things, instead of wasting their time just watching TV and doing nothing, then they're going to feel better about themselves. But there's got to be a program to teach some of these things. One way is for, again, the older people to talk about them. We heard a few examples here tonight of how these values were used and they're taught, really. And that's what they were doing when you were talking here. You were telling us in a story of something, some one of these values. And it stays in your mind and you learn from it. Well, nobody's doing that anymore. Well, maybe there should be home visits by elders. Set it up with a family and say, one night, a couple of us are going to come over and visit you. We'd like you and your family to be there. We just want to talk about the old times. Start helping people learn. Maybe that's another thing you could do. What about the young kids? What do they want? What do they think? They've been thinking about this. They know what they're missing. What would they like to do? What would they like to learn? We need to find that out.
I sure like to show a little demonstration on the bar.
Okay. Sure.
But don't take too long. Because you're including younger people. You're including me, and this is the only way I can see it. And your path can survive.
Well, we gotta get to everybody.
Yeah, everybody. The way I see that region is that man, that Eskimo man, he's holding that spear, And as he was told before, he was warned, I said, like to Manita, he was warned that there's going to be a different, it's going to be different. You're going to come up to people, different kind of things. He was telling us. And so they're here now. And the only thing they can do is to knock this mat over, this impact. They can do it by coming here, and they could cheat on our people. They could just take advantage of us, and they will realize these impacts can't stand. Look what we've done to them, and it's going to get worse if we don't stop and if we don't stand up and have a good reputation as a people, as Inupiaq, good record in the office, in the NANA office, and not allow people to come and run over us. They'll begin to see we're going to stand. And if we fail to show a good record, have a good reputation, and fail to show that we want to stand, we're going to fall if we don't do that. So I'm just emphasizing that the office is an important place, the important place. If the Inupiaq is going to stand at all, the office is going to say something for us people if we really want to stand up. Because we was told before, there's people coming, different people, different things. And we're going to try to take you over like that. Stand up, have a good record. And reputation, and influence. And when we begin to see this, we'll begin to change. That, wow, you know, we are standing up. We are somebody. We have a reputation, we have a good record. And, you know, we can stand up. That's the only way, you know, it's going to help me or other younger people in the future, is to have a good record and reputation and not let people just run us over like this. Because that's...
Well, what we're talking about is developing programs that will get you there.
Just a few words, too, before I go out. I thank you people for coming to tell us of all this that we've heard since we were small. That's my problem in the family. Aglakaktok, tera uba pitnik ang ayokang roni. Isok tilao ta, makiluta, kitong ora kitong pamilitigi, iliso dilu, it's what we know, kufraag kakot, ilinit yung kanyang silulu, ta napinyecho, ta napitkot lecha, tigo pitnago, which ilo lutok, ilo lakot tigi, in maga, kitong nakapta ilyang, ilo na yakit. Wamuli at naraktunga na iso pira na itunga kito namin kamara iso tutisa iso mora alaklu ta na kari na kito raklu alay na kaliga ubang inunye na ta na igilip kitsinira na itunga kitong hora ka sukra sila just like I bring them out to this world and just don't care for them. In my earlier role and ukalaktok we just don't know what they're learning. Like Violet said, she taught them how to speak Indian language and Sapmalaro, but we really don't know about it. Iso ko mada nalulaga rin. Kaya mahi ani aming isa rin kating puyo ng nagu That younger girl and the older boy, when I try to talk to them in a similar way, I just can't understand that you don't talk that way. The older boy would say that to me. But Lloyd is the only one that understands the most. Sully,
I don't know where we're going to get here, and it's getting late, and people keep leaving. And we don't have to stay here till 2 o'clock, but I guess we could do a little more tomorrow. But we have to do something here. We come to Norvik for a very good reason, because over the years we learned that if we want to get something going in this region, this is usually the best village to do it in. When the people in Norvik get behind something, they, make it happen. And so that's why we came here. If we can't get this program started in Norvik, we might as well stop. We're sure not going to do any better in Kayana. So we've got to get something going here. And it's what we've got to do, just get back to this again. We've got to break this down so people can do the work. We just talk about the whole thing. Nobody's going to do anything. Somebody has to do the work. And we got to get the job down small enough so that somebody can do it. And that's what we've got to do here. And then we can take things like some kind of get-togethers here in town every once in a while, and pull everybody back together so we got a whole program going. But it's going to have to be different things, because what the young high school kids need are going to be different than what the 35-year-old parents need. It's going to be different. So they're going to have to be different programs for different people. Some people are going to be teaching, some people are going to be learning. Maybe one person that's learning in one thing is going to be teaching something else. As, so we got to get it together so that people are doing something. But it's going to take a lot of work. Do you think we ought to try to kind of knock it off? I've probably gotten as far as I can push them.
Yeah.
So we could maybe set a time, and then anybody who can make it, we'll get together and we'll start where we stop tomorrow morning.
Ano wili pa na ulang ni niya yung nakita?
6:30?
School clock na ako gusto naman 6:30.
6:30 in the morning?
Evening.
There's a school clock in the morning.
6:00.
Maybe we should have school work earlier.
Anytime you want it, you can have it.
School board is a postponement
tomorrow, and then we'll be after
problems with that until everybody gets spirit here.
I know a lot of spirit.
If it's not, wrong kind.
Different kind up here.
Well, we got to get the same kind here.
I know where you put it. 10 o'clock.
Okay. Now, what we got to do? 10 o'clock? Okay. Right here. Okay, we'll just meet together. Is there anybody that can and go grab two or three or more people too? There's got to be. There shouldn't be any bingo at 10 o'clock tomorrow, so there might be a couple more. And then we'll see how much time we can get done tomorrow, and then we'll try to have another meeting tomorrow night. Can you guys set up for what time again? Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
What time you set up? Morning. Is it 6:30 again?
Is there a school board meeting tomorrow night?
Well, how long is
the parent village? That school board?
Scale?
Because Nana meeting tomorrow.
We might, if we're successful at this, we might get more people to participate in the school board meetings.
Well, see, all you're going to do in the school board meeting is you're going to work on how to mess up your kids' heads more. You know, this way we're trying to unscramble it.
Now the messing time is important.
Do it at the same time?
See, we're not.
The school board has first.
How long an agenda you got?
Very short.
Just have it right here in front of the 40 minutes. Huh? Have it right here. We'll listen to the school board first.
We can't have all the meetings at one time.
Why not?
We got to see from our families.
Can go the school board.
The inner part.
It can certainly be canceled. It can certainly be done. It's very short agenda that I have, unless somebody has something else. And it involves spending federal dollars primarily.
They could have it there.
Well, we don't have a
for short term.
Some things, even though they're short, are important for running.
But as that, we are working, we can do that. We won't be in the meeting.
It certainly be canceled.
What time do we have it scheduled for?
For, is he?
Six.
Six?
We could have ours at seven.
Yeah.
It could be canceled, that's no problem.
We could start our meeting at seven.
Can tell up the Una.
The two group start agenda in the group.
Things we want to know here before we go. One is, what do you want to do? What do you feel comfortable doing if you think that we're on the right track? What can you do here? And the second thing is, what do you want us to do to help you in this? Not just here, but, you know, in the whole region, for all of our people. What do you want us to do? We work for you. It's not like, you know, a lot like we got nothing we can work with. I got all of your money. If this is important, I'll use it for some of this. So don't worry about that. I got to get the board to approve it, but you're behind it. I'm not going to disapprove, so you talk it over and let me get out of here. And
Mahalo, we're real busy again for Christmas.
Nineteen eighty one, City Council na sama desklub dari mantan dipayak wali na kata kami na kaumani panut cilik nikah cilik kami dan luka dari 1989 right? And another source that nervous wanted, they wanted that church program. In summertime, the church has a youth camping program that takes at least almost every summer. And the people want this included at that program through youth ministers or the whoever's available and on voluntary basis, starting next summer. And also through Nana Board, through Nana. However, Nana, through the board, through the staff, through Nana newspaper, or maybe a little funding in supporting these values. Maybe this funding may be at the request of elders that they say they need two drums of gas, so we can take our young people on any program. I'm just saying this. Could that be, I mean, is there anything? And I say no, because Nana is already supporting this program and are starting now, so we do now. Is there anything that we missed that should be included in our NERLI program?
Who's going to make sure that all that is followed through?
Well, it'll have to be the elders and the elders' role. You know, they'll just oversee this, but they'll at least try to through whoever is available to that program.
And we go a little farther than that. You know, we understand that the elders are going to be in charge.
Right.
That's the way it has to be.
Yeah.
Okay, what we want to know is who in those other organizations, who, right? Not just, we want to know a name of somebody.
Somebody.
But I think what you've got here is a start of a, just like we got, you know, Nana's board, Manila's board, school district's board are all behind this program. But the committee, the spirit committee, is the one that's doing the work. You know, we know who they are. Lola, Robert, Willie, Alfred, you know, Rachel, those kind of people. What we need here is that kind. And maybe you could call it your own spirit committee or something. Of those people who would be responsible to the elders' council.
It says community. If Kitty's going to be involved, this is the student's request that Elsie be involved in that program from the city side. But we haven't named anybody on the IRA.
Come on. Start naming them.
Hilda or somebody? Hilda's working for IRA.
Huh? Hilda? Oh, is he here?
Hilda? Elsie? Then the woman said mother club. I don't know who is in charge.
Elsie.
Mother club?
No,
but who's in charge of it? Who's that? We got somebody that's there that part of the mother's club that we can come besides her. We can't have her doing everything.
She was the one that wanted to start this.
Yeah.
She's working for that program.
She's working for that program.
From the city.
She's working for the village.
Yeah, through the city. She's already listed as she'll be working on this program through from the city side. Whatever the city wants. And IRA, Hilda, and Mother's Club. Who is the Mother's Club? Chairman or president of Mother's Club right now?
Nobody.
Last one on the thing. We have a church.
I got a lot of little things to do.
I just want to know why.
Why is it going to come down? So, walk to Katahiatla, we should know.
Walk to Savamaro, walk to Katahiatla.
Why not?
But my daughter, Violet, is not enough to see her. I think they must walk for people to meet them.
But the church.
Okay. Church program, can you get the next time I see her? what you minister me, go there, you know, like a, to call up, yeah, and what?
Minister and council, come on, please.
Amen, keep in it.
Billy, come on.
Billy.
Yeah, please, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, man aboard it, and staff, I could name up there, you know, in a suit, call on the way. Who, what, through other, other programs, or who did we miss?
You can be the Nana representative here, right, for this purpose.
All right. Okay, any other sources that we should add on to this list?
The only other thing that that I think maybe you should consider is once you start these programs, you might consider training for people who are going to be doing this. Because different villages will have different people, different backgrounds. They'll try to be doing the same program. Some of them will do the program better than others. Just like you have your workshops for your bilingual teachers so they can get together and talk about how they teach something so they learn from each other. The same kind of thing, maybe we could support that kind of seminars or retreats or whatever you want to call them, where these people who are in charge of some of these programs can get together and learn how to make their program better. Or even hard to start them.
Okay. Who will be in charge of the retreat?
Yes.
Okay. John Schaefer? Willie Henson. All right. Anything else that we should add on? Starting as when? And would you?
Maybe when we get programs going in every village first, that, so it'd probably be next year.
Next year, 1982, okay.
After any meeting.
Yeah, certain programs we at least say we'll start next time. Because
yeah, well, we wouldn't try to teach the people in that program how to, you know, how to teach their program. That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
But if different villages decide to have their own, if that's a regional program, you know, that people from other villages can go to, then that's all we need. But if it's not, and other villages have to set up their own, then maybe it would still be good for the people who are going to be teaching those programs to get together, and we'd help. Whether we do it or the church would do it wouldn't make any difference.
The reason why they want this through church ministry is because they're going to have a summer program anyway. So
no problem. That's great.
Whatever their program is, we just wanted to include that they put new back values into that program.
If it wasn't important, we wouldn't have Roland. You know, that the church be involved, we wouldn't have Roland around here. We'd tell them to stay out because there's no Baptist on the committee. But we think it's important in this region that the French church is involved. So that's, I don't have any problem.
Would there be anything that we kind of overlook?
The thing that John mentioned to me this morning with having a coordinator, I think that would be real helpful for the other
companies. He'll be working under those programs and he'll oversee whatever he gets to.
Right now, I think you're doing the right thing for the
start, which is to get people like Elsie and Hilda, you know, who are already got a job, and if they can get their council to support what they're doing, they can take some of their time and devote it to this. But eventually, once you get a program going here, I think maybe we'll have to have somebody that's working full-time for your council, your elders' council, that makes sure all of these other organizations are doing these things and help them go and get started. Do the running around for you and all that kind of stuff. So we would have maybe a coordinator in each village. That would be their job. We'd have to try to figure out how we pay them, but we can do that too. And this program gets going, we'll have a full-time coordinator at the regional level to work with them too, with support and training and everything.
Right up in the new battle values, it's what does that mean? So long a word. Talking about quitting.
Need to say, can call a meeting. We want to know that this feel, or I feel more comfortable if you already set a meeting when you're gonna talk about this.
Oh, okay, we discussed it a little bit, but then we didn't set a time. We kind of thought that, we wanted to know what other villages feel, or what kind of program that they put up. We don't have to wait for them, right?
No.
No?
No.
So, what time you fellas wanna meet on this? The elders.
When?
When? Hakun? Huh?
Okay, who would go?
Tak semua menolak ini yang semua ingat sebab tapi kalau dia tapi dia tak boleh terima ni apa?
Do you still have a feast on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Why don't you try to have a meeting before Thanksgiving so that you can take the time during the Thanksgiving feast when you've got everybody there. Tell them about your program. A lot of people don't know about it because they didn't come to the meeting. They'll be going to the Thanksgiving feast, right? It's a good time to tell them about it. You should try to meet before then so you know what you're going to say.